Page 132. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the exclusive interview with Chris Waddell. What are some of Chris's achievements? Seeing things in a completely different way.
After sitting and talking with Chris Waddell for 20 minutes, you feel like anything is possible. Not so remarkable, perhaps, since he is a world champion skier, and he has also climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. If it were not for the fact that Chris is sitting in a wheelchair and is paralyzed from the waist down. The ski accident that caused his paralysis happened when Chris was a college student. Nevertheless, just 2 years after his accident, he won a place on the U.S. Adaptive Ski Team. During the next 11 years, he won a total of 12 ski medals and, as a result, became the most decorated male skier in Paralympic history. But Chris is not one to rest on past achievements. His mission to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, was just another of the ways Chris is proving that we should change the way in which we view people with special needs. This is why I visited him at his Utah base, so that I could learn more about this incredibly difficult challenge and what inspired it. So, Chris, what does being disabled actually mean to you? What is it that motivates you?
I look at it this way. We all have certain shortcomings. It's just that some are more visible than others. I think I'm extremely fortunate. Through my disability, I've done things and met people, presidents even, that I would never have met otherwise.
What inspired the climb up Mount Kilimanjaro?
Well, the date I chose to climb Mount Kilimanjaro was a halfway point in my life. I'd spent half of my life in a wheelchair, so it was a personal challenge. I am first and foremost an athlete. But I did it also in order to shine a light back on the disabled, to show that if you take the time to look, you might be surprised. People generally have a lot of preconceived ideas about disabled people. I wanted my climb to challenge those views, and so that people would start to see the 21-plus million disabled people in the world in a completely different light. It's about raising awareness.
How did you actually achieve it?
I chose Mount Kilimanjaro because it's more readily accessible. You don't need ice picks and so on. But I used a specially adapted bicycle that I push with my arms. It was very physically challenging, and it took every last bit of my strength. But I had a team of friends, a doctor, and porters who carried the supplies. Also a film crew who made the documentary about the climb.
Chris Waddell has dedicated his life to defying the conventional wisdom of what a paraplegic can and cannot do. As a result, he has become a role model for all of us. Visit Chris's website and be inspired.